Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we are going to talk about if adding ChatGPT means, well, is Google doomed? So I'm going to give a little context here, and then we can talk about this for a second, because this piece actually came out about 2 days ago, reported by The Information, which is a nice online tech publication. The reports are basically Microsoft invested about $1.2 billion into OpenAI. So Microsoft owns Bing, the search engine, and then OpenAI, they are the creators of ChatGPT. And so they are basically layering on ChatGPT into Bing. Neil and I want to give some reactions here on whether we think, our thoughts on how much this is going to affect Google for the long term. So Neil, you want to start first?
Well, I don't have data on this, but most people use Google. That we already know. What I don't have data on is the index sizes versus Google versus Bing, but I'm assuming Google has a bigger index because they've had a larger head start and they've been doing this for much, much longer. If you think about these AI tools like ChatGPT, what they're doing is they're scraping the web, gathering a ton of data to figure out how to give people better responses. Think of just like even Alexa, right? With Alexa, they're pulling data from the web. And with Google, in theory, having a bigger index. Actually, do you want to Google it, Eric, really quickly? What's a bigger index, Google or Bing?
For sure, Google.
Let's Google it.
How big is Google's index versus Bing's? Google's index is smaller than we think. Google discovered, well, this is a 2020 result. There's no direct answer on this. But let me just read this real quick. So Google discovered 130 trillion pages. This is in 2016. And it does show it's exponential, but it doesn't answer the question directly. So I can't answer that question.
Either way, I believe Google's algorithm search engine is much better. I would say that most people agree with that as well, or else it'd
be hold on. I got something. Here, let me share my screen real quick. All right. You see this?
Yeah.
So black line is Google. Keep in mind, this data only goes up to 2016. So it's been 8 years since. But you can see this is how far. Substantially bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like in some of these charts, some of the years is way more than double. Yep. So their index is bigger based on this chart that we're seeing. Sometimes it's actually closer to maybe triple the size of Bing's index. Here's the thing. The more data you have, the better you're going to make your AI responses when it comes to ChatGPT or anyone out there. And even if Bing integrates the whole open AI project and has more AI quote unquote type responses and helps people in different ways, eventually when Google rolls it out, I think they'll crush them, and they'll crush open AI, not just Bing, because their data is just better. And if you have better data, you can give people better responses. And if you look at Google's algorithm, in my opinion, more people use Google because the results are better, or else we would all be using Bing. And I believe Google is going to do a much better job of giving people the responses they're looking for when they're looking for an answer.
Yeah, so I think this is a pivotal moment for search. And Neil and I were old enough where when we first started using search, it was like Excite, it was like Lycos, it was like all these old search engines.
AltaVista, Yahoo. Yep. People don't even look at Yahoo as a search engine anymore.
And here's the thing, the product itself on the front end for search is just like blue links and like a page, right? I think that's going to change quite a bit moving forward. So I think chat's going to become a lot more conversational. So I think this is the beginning. I don't necessarily think Bing's going to win. I think they're going to push Google quite a bit, because this is going to force product innovation. So last couple of years where Google started spinning off all these other things, really at the end of the day, their money printing machine is search, right? And they've kind of taken their eye off the ball a little bit. And now they have this red alert, supposedly internally, where it's like, we need to focus on this ChatGPT thing because it might be existential for us. And so Bing's going to push it, right? Microsoft and Google are two of the biggest companies in the world. And so I'm excited to see the product innovation that comes out of this. I don't think Bing's going to win because Microsoft's just doing so many other things as well. Google's core capability, they're going to come back. They're going to bring it back to basics. Competition's going to push them. And I'm glad that competition is back. That's what matters, because it's going to improve the product experience for all of us that are listening to this.
Yeah, and you don't have to be the first mover to win in a market. If you look at a lot of the biggest companies out there, they weren't the first movers. Apple wasn't the first player when it comes to headphones. Apple wasn't the first player when it comes to cell phones. Google wasn't the first search engine. There was the AltaVistas, the Excites, the Lycoses, the Yahoos, and all these other players before Google came. Facebook wasn't the first social network, nor was TikTok. The point I'm getting at is you don't have to be the first to be the largest and to win. What you have to do is figure out where the gaps are and where people aren't really satisfied and then fix those issues. Peter Thiel has a speech that I think is called Zero to One.
Zero to One is his book, yeah.
Yeah. And in his speech, he talks about a lot of the biggest players were not the first mover advantage, and people believe that you need to be the first mover to win. And he breaks down how a lot of the winners are actually not the first mover and why.
His big argument in that book is he argues that you should aim to be a monopoly and you should not, yes. Competition is for losers or whatever, right? And you could argue that Google kind of is a monopoly in a sense where they own the majority of the market share. They have the number one and the number two search engines in the world. So call it what it is. But in 6 months, we'll report back on this to see how things are going. But I think things are going to change drastically. SEO, as we know it, I believe is going to change quite a bit, which we'll probably talk about in the future. So anything else?
Well, one last note. The funny thing is when he talks about monopolies, these companies who are monopolies like Google will be like, oh no, Apple has so many cell phone installs and so many computer sales. And then Apple will be like, oh no, Google has so many browser downloads and cell phone sales internationally.
And they complain about it not being fair.
Yeah, and they're not being fair. Like, oh, they have a self-driving car. All these companies always look at like their weakest divisions and talk about how they're losing, so they're not a monopoly when in reality they are.
And then they're all lobbying too to the government. So that's like the game, right? So that's something else we could talk about in the future too, how like lobbying, you look at SBF, like how lobbying was done there. But anyway, that's it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.